Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and special, because these are all adjectives people would use to describe you. You are very, very nurturing, loving, giving, and uplifting to your home, your job, and your community. And without you, people wouldn't be as productive and as happy as possible. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue to do what you do because you make God look great, and you are very, very special. Well, as promised, I told you that we were going to be blessed, not stressed, and given some vital information from a very special person today. And we are blessed to have world-famous Howard T. Cash come back on the show. Howard T. Cash was born in 1953. He was raised between Harlem and the Bronx. He stands on the shoulders of many who have helped him with his goals in education. The seed for his photography was planted in 1971 by his English teacher, Mrs. Melton, at Lorenberg Institute in Lorenberg, North Carolina. He studied the poets and writers of Harlem Renaissance, mentors like Edmund Selah, Miles Everett, and photojournalism instructor Joseph Dojizic at Los Angeles City College in California from 1973 to 79. Along with the support from his mother, Mrs. Jane U. Cash, he was given the support and great foundation for working anywhere in the world, especially in Lagos, Nigeria from 1979 to 1984, where he covered stories and events for newspapers, magazines, and embassies, becoming a stringer for the Associated Press in 1982. And without further ado, I want to welcome Mr. Howard T. Cash. How are you, Mr. Cash?
Fine, Lady Charmaine Day. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. It's always good to be around you.
Mr. Cash, it's great being around you. And one of the things you promised to do was come back on the show when you had a major event coming up in December. And you have something beautiful for the people of this world to come and see, which you're cordially inviting them to come to the Bronx for an intimate exhibition of photography and poetry called When Happiness Enters Our Lives. And that's going to be from December 3rd through the 17th. At 3184 Grand Concourse Studio, 2C Bronx, New York, 10458.
Correct. It's a private home of Victoria Blake, and she's opened her home up to us for the evening or for the event, which is from the 3rd to the 17th. However, after the 3rd, you have to make an appointment. And on the 17th, mm-hmm. we're doing an artist talk mm-hmm. where I will talk about the wellness of art and what it brings to your lives. But on the 3rd, we're having our opening, and you're invited. Your audience is definitely invited to come, share, and enjoy, and to celebrate us as a people, the blackness in our lives, and our Africanness. And what it is I've looked at my body of work, and I've discovered that over the years, I've photographed us in a very positive light. Mm-hmm. And so this is part two of a project I began in Harlem at the canvas paper in Stone Gallery, which was owned by Sister Evelyn Archer, who unfortunately just passed away not too long ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she's a very, very, very kind and loving spirit. And so what I did was, in this show, I've added poetry, original poetry that I've written. However, the lead poem on the card is written by Miss Ava Williams, a very good friend of mine, a young writer and poet herself. And mm-hmm. she took one of my photographs, which is called My Baby, and she put together a poem called Me and My Baby. And I just love it. So that was one of the inspirations for me putting together this show in this format.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. And what is your thought on happiness in general and how people can find more joy, happiness, and laughter in their life from your experiences?
Well, you know, New York is a very competitive place,
mm-hmm.
and it can be very overwhelming. You only have 24 hours in a day, and, you know, if you're raising children, if women are dealing with a husband, if you're working at the same time in a job, you know, you probably look around and say, well, you know, what do I have to be happy for? But the idea is that at some point in time, you're supposed to get your team together, relatives, friends, et cetera, and allow them to help you with, you know, the duties of what you have to deal with. Hopefully they're functional, and they understand that unless you all work together, everybody's life is going to be worse off than if you do work together. It'll be better off. But for the most part, as women deal with men, you know, we're very simple. I mean, you know, if we're functional, that means we don't have a drug problem or we don't have an alcohol problem or, you know, or,
right.
or psychological trauma or, you know, from wars or you know, prison, whatever. And primarily, we're not as evolving as women. Women are still evolving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But men basically, you know, just very simple, you know, feed us well, give us great sex, help bring peace into our lives instead of, you know, drama and issues. It allows us to think better, you
mm-hmm.
know, especially if somebody's in our immediate proximity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it allows us to think more so ways of how are we going to get better access to the opportunities and resources that are available in America to live better lives, and how are we going to put together a better team to be able to go after this, because it's all about teamwork.
That's a good point. Now, what images are captured in some of your work that we're going to see on December 3rd?
I pulled out some images that I normally have not pulled, you know, shown. And there's this one beautiful image of a dance company just jumping in the air. And that piece is called Jubilation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a poem that goes to it. It talks about, you know, flying. You know,
mm-hmm.
it just shows that, you know, when you're in the air, there's a certain level of freedom that goes with that. And a certain level of power.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are together the same way, but, you know, they have their own different styles of jumping, but it's really beautiful. It's really a beautiful, beautifully captured image. And with all the images that will be on display, there's poetry to accompany them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it deals with the history of music, some civil rights. Some of it deals with relationships, an infatuation, a love for a person. One of the people in the show that many may know of is Miss Darcelle Turner, who I had the opportunity to photograph earlier in 2001, around that time, and she was a very, very lovely person to work with. She was fun. She was not inhibited, and there's a very beautiful picture of her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's just of her with the colorful, I think it's from South Africa, or it's from Burkina Faso, woven piece around her of many colors. And it's just, you know, there'll be pieces there that people haven't seen before. There'll be a couple pieces there from the first show, Love, Happiness, and Harmony, which took place in Harlem. That was with at Averlyn's Gallery, the late Averlyn Archer. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a nice show. Plus, there's going to be percussionist Edgar Torres is going to be working with spoken word artist Cascade, and they're going to do a performance piece around 4:30 that afternoon. So it's going to be nice. And so far, Chef Chardon is going to bring his Moscato wine that he has out on the
Moscato
market.
Oh, Moscato wine. I like that.
That he has out on the market. And you know, give people a nice sweet taste of, you know, sampling of his product. So, you know, it'll be fun. It's a show to celebrate us as people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I chose December because my birthday's in December. I'm a Sagittarius, and it'll be December 20th.
Mm-hmm. It's December 20th.
Thank you. And it's in the Bronx because my friend Victoria Blake and I have been talking about doing something, and she has a very nice apartment, so it's going to be in her home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be set up as a regular gallery, but there'll be prints there for people to collect, and there'll be people there from the artistic community and the literary community, and hopefully people just come in and celebrate themselves. It's visually designed for that. It's not designed for any abuse or any images of abuse or ridicule or hostility or anything. It's just designed primarily for us to celebrate our oneness as a people,
mm-hmm.
our blackness, and our humanity.
Amen. Now, I had a question for you. How important do you feel is it to take time out to feel happiness in this life?
You have to make time for it. Some people do it when they go on a vacation,
mm-hmm.
and they'll take a leave of absence, and they'll go to the Bahamas, or they may just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's very important that you make time in your life and be around people, and that's the choices and decisions that you make that will enhance your life. You have to make choices and decisions that will enhance your life with the people you choose to be around. And my mother always said, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that sometimes you may have to go outside of your family and choose friends that are on the same page with how to live a better life, how to live a more wholesome life, more fulfilled life spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. And it's very, very, very important that you make time out and you teach your children the importance of making time out. And children have fun, you know, doing fun things. I mean, they really do. And sometimes the adults in us may say, you know, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that. And when they're having fun. And so we have to sometimes watch how we talk to our children, because we need to implant in them also the importance of having fun just beyond, you know, their youth years, their pre-adolescent years. I mean, you know, we have to let them know that even your adolescent and your adult, you know, you're supposed to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
That's true. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention to the people, I'm looking at Mr. Cash's flyer, and he has a couple holding each other, and the woman is thick, beautiful. You see the couple from the back, and they're just holding each other, and it looks really beautiful. And I like the fact that the woman has some curves about her.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, he's not as curvy, but he's holding on to her like she's a precious piece of gold. What that imagery is so strong and so solid. What were your thoughts behind it, and are you trying to promote a healthy sense of self, regardless of what shape or size you are, in your images?
That piece, and I'm looking at it now, I shot that in 1977 when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended school in Los Angeles City College where I studied photography.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, myself, Kenny Washington, who's now a minister in Kansas City, and the late Eric Steinberg, we went out, what I call, as photographers, you know, we call it hunting.
Hunting, okay.
Yeah, we're looking for photographs. And what I really liked about that image was that she was holding the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making sure that her man was not going to get as wet as he possibly could. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's an old-school umbrella. It's like a dome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's holding on to her. She's holding on to him. But she has the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's saying is, you know, as far as this rain is concerned, I got you covered.
Amen.
You know, now, he's wearing a leather jacket, you know, so you know, it's going to get wet. And, you know, but as far as what she could cover on him, and the umbrella's even tilted more towards him a little bit just to make sure that her man was not going to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was the idea that we don't have a lot of something, but what we have, we share.
Right.
And that was like the beautiful part of that imagery that
mm-hmm.
I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and then they're walking down the street. It's a rainy day. You know, other people are going by too, but it's just them. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so it's called, you know, my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know. And then this young writer, poet Ava Williams, writes this beautiful piece called "Me and My Baby" to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that poem that she put to it just was perfect. I mean, so.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her if I could use it on the flyer, and she said yes, and she'll be there also. But
oh,
it just depicts about the feelings that, but she wrote it from a woman's perspective, says if you stop being my baby, the sum of all great things would equal the subtraction of everything. And so I'm looking at it from a male's point of view, you know,
mm-hmm.
as being protected, being you know, cherished, being embraced by a woman. And she's looking at it from a woman's point of view. Says, this is what you bring into my life. And if you were not in my life would not be as fulfilled as it is or as it could be. So I
right.
think that was just a great, it's a great combination of the two.
And looking at it now, given how everyone looks at body image, you know, like I said, the woman she's a plus-size woman. The man is a regular-sized man. You know, does that play into the imagery at all?
A woman is a woman, darling.
You
know,
okay.
And her personality and character can supersede any of her physical structures.
Definitely.
I think the Four Tops saying beauty's only skin deep. Was that
mm-hmm.
Temps?
Mm-hmm.
Beauty's only, yeah, that was the Temps, yeah. But a woman is a woman, and I think sometimes as we live in America, we're caught up so much in body image that sometimes women forget, you know, what they can bring to the table as opposed to, you know, it's like sometimes we're caught up in body image because a lot of times we're sold, you know, that a woman has to look like this, to look like this, to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some women buy into it. You know, I'm going to get by on my looks. Where the reality is that, you know, what sets you apart from anybody else is your character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is your insight, how you see the world, how you can cooperate and form teams with a man to help him get some of the things he needs to get done in this world. Because African-American men do not have that many resources to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the resources we do have is cooperation from our African-American women, because we are striving for some of the same things in life as white or other ethnic men are striving. So many mm-hmm. of us don't have the resources they have. We don't have the gold. We don't have the diamonds. You know, some of us don't have the property. We don't have our own land, you know, mm-hmm. as African-Americans. I mean, you know, we're trying to make the best of this situation here. And
right.
so, but realistically, we're dealing with families that have been in business and have been competitive while we were in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really like we're really fighting this uphill battle of just trying to, you know, to keep, you know, to make opportunities available for ourselves and our families when mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff has already been locked down before many of us were even born.
Mm.
So those of us that are properly educated and are properly astute to learn how to problem solve and how systems work, when you get to a certain point, you need a team.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, who's going to be your teammates?
That's right.
And will they be able to deal with the bad times or the growing up, or the growing pains, as well as, you know, the good times and the celebrations?
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge, because, you know, people, when you step out onto a playing field, you know, people are going to try to knock you down. And the question is, can you take the hit, or can you sidestep the hit and just keep on going? That's why football is a great sport, but it's also a great psychological understanding of life, because you're going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
So just, can you get back up and run that ball? Can you get back up and throw that ball? I mean, that's really powerful.
Right.
So.
I like that analogy. Well, going back to your event and making sure we get everyone to come out to it, let me reiterate that Howard T. Cash courtly invites you to the Bronx for an intimate exhibition of photography and poetry called When Happiness Enters Our Lives. And the opening is December 3rd. That's Saturday, December 3rd at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7. At 4:30 p.m., there will be a live performance by spoken word artist Cascade. For more information, you can contact Victoria Blake, the art gallery director. And the gallery is located at 3184 Grand Concourse, Studio 2C Bronx, New York, 10458. That's between 206 and 207th Street. You take the D train to Bedford Park or the number 4 to Marshall Parkway. And the number is 347-597-4395. If you have any questions, again, it's 347-597-4395. This will be a show that you really want to come out and support. I know that I'm going on December 3rd. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Mr. Cash, at the opening.
Looking forward to seeing you too, Lady Charmaine.
Now, if people want to reach you, to do a motivational speech or to get a hold of your prints, what's the best way to reach you?
Probably you can just call me at 718-881-3623. I'm working on my website.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on it, and then my friend's father got sick and my mother got sick. So, you know, she's let me turn that off. And she got sick. So, you know, she's getting better. I'm taking her to the hospital up to Clinton tomorrow just to do a, for them to do a check to make sure that she's using the right medicines. But, you know, probably in January I'll have my site back up and people can go to my site and they can look at images and purchase, you know, for themselves and
okay.
their family.
Okay. And can I have your number again? Can you say it slowly so people, if they want to reach you, can?
718-881
Mm-hmm. 3623. Okay. And I just wanted to get some final thoughts from you about when happiness enters our lives. What do you want people to feel when they look at your beautiful pictures after they purchase them from your show?
Well, it's a celebration of us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what art does is art brings if you have, sometimes you're having a rough day and you come home and you spend more time in your home, which could also be your sanctuary, more than anything else. So it's very important that you have images around that that rebuild you, that reinforce you, that restructure whatever negativity or whatever energy you received when you were out there that may have been contrary. Mm-hmm. It's important that you have images. Plus, it's important that you see yourself mm-hmm. in your home through other people that are look like you. And that's very, very important, and that are doing great things that you can admire, or just living a wholesome lifestyle that you can, you know, feel good about. So that's what the Wellness Project is about. It's about positiveness. You know, we can choose. We make a choice. You can choose something. You choose to have images where people are crying all the time, or you can choose to have images where people are laughing. Mm-hmm. And there's this one piece I have in my home. It was done. It was part of a show put on by some Europeans, and it's called Milk, Moments of Intimacy, Laughter, and Kindness. And I borrowed it from the, it was a poster that was at the Transit Authority, and I borrowed it, and I haven't returned it. But it's subway talk, and it's in my home, and it's right above my bed. So every time I wake up, I see these three beautiful black women from Africa laughing. I mean, just it's a hearty laugh, and I look at it and I just say, wow, that's cool. Plus, you got to give thanks for whatever it is you didn't do yesterday. You can triumphantly try to do today, accomplish today, because a lot of our friends and family are no longer with us. So, so you have another chance at taking a shot at whatever it is you want to take a shot at.
Amen. Well, Mr. Cash, thank you so much for joining us on Taboo Talk. As always, you were a special blessing, and I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd at When Happiness Enters Our Lives, your photography event.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's crazy how quick this time goes by with you, Lady Charmaine. I mean, before I know. It's over, and I have a great time on your show and speaking with your audience, and hopefully many of them will come out and enjoy themselves as well as, you know, the work.
Well, we definitely want to have you back on the show, and we appreciate you coming. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, you are very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring Lady Charmaine Day, guest story, world-famous Howard T. Cash, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainedaye.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, go to my YouTube channel, and also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. Again, that website is www.ladycharmainedaye.com. Also, you can purchase items from the store, and all those things help this ministry continue its outreach to the world. Thank you so much for your continued contribution, for tuning in each week. You are very, very special, appreciated, prayed for, and thought of in a great way. And in all things, remember, you are special. Well, until the meantime, stay special and goodbye.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye. Thank you.